Hold the phone, America. It's time to stop the music.
Stop the music. Play the game. We hum the music. You name the name.
You can win yourself a bundle of hay
by naming the tune that we're gonna play. Stop the music. Leave that dial. I'll stop the music and stay a while.
We've got fun for everyone
and money too.
Oh, stop the music. It's up to you.
Yes, it's the nation's most famous radio telephone game. Stop the music. Back again, bigger and better than ever. With Ray Block and his orchestra, the songs of Jack Haskell and Jill Corey, our special Stop the Music guest this evening, harmonica star Richard Heyman, and calling you, the people of America, our master of musical ceremonies, Bill Zion.
And welcome. Awfully nice to have you with us here at Stop the Music. You know, it's really a very simple game. All you need is a phone, and here's what you may win. A $50 savings bond if we call you, and you can name the song we're playing when we stop the music. A $1,000 savings bond and a fabulous trip to Paris if you can identify our mystery melody. So listen carefully as Ray Block starts things off real good by playing that mystery melody for the first time right now. Okay, thank you, Ray, and that's it. Now, you give me the exact name of that familiar tune if I call you, and the $1,000 bond, the trip to Paris, are both yours. All right, the calls are flashing out right now from our CBS switchboard to all parts of the USA. So let's get the game underway. Ray Block with some music in a money mood. Ray Block and the orchestra with a tune you may be whistling before the evening's over. It was called We're in the Money, and we hope you will be. But right now, here's another For the Money medley with Jack Haskell up front to sing one of today's big money songs.
Seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers, which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain.
Stop the music.
Oh, stop the music, and sorry to interrupt Jack and Ray. Hello, operator. Are you ready with the call? To whom, please? Mrs. Maddie Atkins? All right, put her on. Hello, Maddie? Oh, Maddie? Where did the operator say you were from? Where did the operator tell me you were from? Smyrna, Delaware. Well, that one sort of escaped me up to now. Maddie, we're awfully... How are things in Smyrna? How? Pretty hot. Well, I figure in Smyrna, you know. All right, Manny. We're all ready for you now. This Bill Cullen, I probably didn't tell you that. We're on Stop the Music here in New York. Are you listening to the show? Oh, I'm so glad, because if you'd have said no... Oh, you did say no. Oh. No, you were, and I'm glad. We have a $50 savings bond for you, Maddie. Maddie Atkins of Smyrna, Delaware. If you can name the money song we just interrupted. You say three coins in the fountain? That's it. You've won the $50 bond. You're also the first winner on Stop the Music right now. Isn't that swell? Oh, you got something else, too. You won first chance to try for those wonderful mystery melody prizes. A $1,000 bond and a fabulous trip to Paris. Isn't that something? Want me to tell you about the trip to Paris? I'll be happy to. You want me to tell you in French or English? Well, you're going to hear it in English. Let me tell you a little bit about the trip. You'll fly to Paris on the Royal Viking. That's one of the first-class flights on the SAS Scandinavian Airlines system. And SAS, as you may know, is famous for its luxury flights, its dependability, and for really covering Europe as no other transatlantic airline does. Then after your luxurious SAS flight, you'll spend 2 weeks in Paris, that wonderful city, as the guests of L'Enfant Arpège Perfume. Did you dig the way I said that? It's one of the world's most famous fragrances, too. And in addition to that, a $1,000 bond. Are you ready for your guess on the mystery melody? You all ready? All right, she's taking French lessons on the side. Get ready, Maddie, because here's Ray Block to play it for you. Take it, Ray. Maddie Atkins, here comes your great big chance. What do you say is the name of that mystery melody? I'm afraid I don't know. No, that's not it, but it's a good title, Maddie. Actually, well, that's all right. I'm sorry, but I will tell you this. The $50 bond is still yours, and many thanks to you for helping us stop the music. Bye there, Maddie. See you around. Maddie Atkins, and remember, another call is already on its way. Remember, the phone numbers are chosen at random from our complete collection of United States phone books. So stay near your phone as Jill Corey steps up to advance another theory. This one is that money isn't everything.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we travel along singing a song. La da da. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. It doesn't matter at all when they've all had the quarrels and fighters. We'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song.
Oh, boy, who needs money? If you've Jill Corey and that good old song side by side, you have plenty. But just the same, if I were you, I'd stay by the phone as the money music goes on with Ray Block and the boys striking a real bonanza. The music. Hello, operator. Operator, you've completed the call? Who do we have? Miss Anna Finkelstein of Gary, Indiana? I know a fellow by the name of Gary Finkelstein of Annie, Pennsylvania. Put him on anyway. Hello. Are you there, Annie? Oh, Annie. Annie? Annie don't know. She doesn't. Annie don't live here no more. Hello, Annie. Oh, I got you there. I was having a little trouble getting you through Lake Michigan there, Annie, but we got you now. Now, we're calling you from Stop the Music. We have a $50 savings bond here, all for you, if you can name the money tune Ray Block and the boys were playing. Let me see now. All right. I'll give you an hour and 20 minutes. Side by side, you're one song behind. You got the last one, Annie. Hey, that's pretty good. What time is it out there in Gary? You're on Central Standard. What was the one after Side by Side? You went da 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 da. My apologies to all you folks. Da 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 da. Anything? Da 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 da. Your baby was yelling. Well, you're going to want to hit him on the head with a bottle after I tell you. Because I'll tell you what, actually, you didn't get the right answer. But just as long as you won't be upset, we have a consolation prize for you. A new and attractive 5220 CBS Columbia three-way portable radio. And remember, there's nothing like a radio for bringing you entertainment if your baby will keep his mouth shut. Wherever you are. So, Annie Finkelstein of Gary, Indiana, thanks ever so much for talking with us here on Stop the Music, okay? Right, and your radio's on its way. Bye. Hey, who do we have over here, Sal? Hal?
Well,
who's Sal?
Bill, this is our first studio contestant. She's Mrs. Helen Irem of White Plains, New York.
Well, Helen Irem, we're happy to have you here. I want you to know that you owe your good fortune to Miss Annie Finkelstein's young baby, who was yelling and she couldn't hear the music. What do you say, Helen Irem, is that right?
That's right.
You're married, aren't you, Helen?
Yes.
You have that married look. I mean by that, you're happy and radiant and things like that. I know that. Husband here with you?
No, he isn't.
Home listening, maybe?
I hope so.
Oh, the dog. What's your first name again, Miss Irem?
Helen.
Helen. Helen, can you tell me the name, if it hasn't been too long ago, can you tell me the name of the song that Ray Block and the boys were playing when we stopped everything?
I found a $1 million baby in the 5 and 10 cent store.
Helen, you have never been more right. You not only gave me the whole, you gave me what 5 and 10 cent store? Anyone in particular? You didn't have to, because you have just won a $50 bond. United States government bond, famous the world over for those three initials, USA. Thank you ever so much, Miss Irem, for helping us along on Stop the Music. And right now, let's get on with the game. It's our sort of special guest this evening in the spotlight now, harmonica virtuoso and recording star Richard Heyman, serenading a jewel of a gal. That was our special guest on Stop the Music tonight, recording star Richard Heyman, adding his own harmonica sparkle to that gem of a song called, you probably guessed it by now, Ruby. Well, the thermometer's riding high in most places these days, but here's Jill Corey wanting it warmer yet.
I got love, but I need your love to keep away the cold.
I'm sorry, Jill, to interrupt you, but hello, operator. Whom do we have? Huh? Harold Dabney of Seattle, Washington? Put him on. That's a long distance. Maybe we can get him to win fast. Hello, Harold? How you hear me out there in Seattle? Just like I'm in the next room? I am in the next room. That's probably it. All right, now, Hal, all you have to do is tell me the name of the song that Joe Corey was singing when the phone rang. The song that you... What do you say it was, Harold? Boy, Harold, I've heard some wrong ones, but I never heard them quite that wrong. Boy, wait till I tell you what Harold's answer is. Stardust. Harold, you still there? Harold, we're going to send you a radio, and we want you to listen to it, Harold. Man, I can't tell you the name of the tune yet, because we're going to get to a studio contestant, but we have for you a new and attractive 5220 CBS Columbia three-way portable radio. No aerials, no eye strain, just lots of good listening wherever you want it. And listen, Harold, do me a favor, scout the musical programs, will you? Because as I can't tell you much, but I just say, Hal, you'll never come any further from Stardust than we did there. But thanks a lot to you, Hal Dabney of Seattle, Washington, and our regards to all our friends in the great Southwest. If he can miss him, so can I. Right on, man. Hey, who do we have up here, Hal Sims, old boy?
Bill, this is Mr. Bill Toro of New York City.
Hi, Bill Toro of New York City. Bill, do you have any idea what that song was that was being played there when we made the call?
Oh, I don't have any idea. No.
Don't have it? No idea at all, huh?
No.
You do know one song that it ain't, and that's Stardust, I can tell you that. No idea at all, huh? Well, I'm sorry. I guess I'm going to have to tell you. Bill, I'm sorry you didn't get it. The song, in case any of you are still... Audience! There you are, a bunch of janitors if I ever saw any. That was the title of the song, Steam Heat, and looks like nobody got that one. So I'll tell you what, big town, small town, who knows where the next call is heading. Here's Jack Haskell up front with a simple enough request.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be la da da dee da da dee. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who was over me. Although I may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to her heart I'll carry the key. Won't you tell her, please, to put on speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need la da da dee la da dee.
Thank you. That was Jack Haskell. That was Jack Haskell helping the contestants. Jack really loves our listeners, and just to prove it, he sang the title. That's real fair, Jack. Give him a little bit of a hint. Thank you, Jack. And remember, friends, next week, Tony Martin. All righty. Right now, we want you to keep watch over your phone, because nobody's called in advance. And right now, here's Ray Block to take us to a great old jamboree down Georgia way. Thank you. slow goodbye. It's been nice talking to you. Oh, hello. Hello. Operator, whom do we have? Not Hazel Mulholland of Fargo, North Dakota. Put her on. Hello, Hazel Mulholland of Fargo, North Dakota. It's Bill Cullen of New York. Stop the music, Hazel. How are... Huh? Is that a surprise? Well, I'm surprised, too, this morning. If anyone would have told me that tonight I'd have been talking to Hazel Mulholland in Fargo, North Dakota, I'd tell him to go away and let me sleep. Hazel, what do you think that song was that we just interrupted there? Ray Block and the boys were playing up a real storm on it. It was a real good one, too. Do you have any idea? We have a 50... Somewhere along the way? You're one song behind, too, I think. No, the one that Ray Block and the boys were playing when the phone rang there was at a Georgia camp meeting. At a Georgia camp meeting. I'm sorry you didn't get the right answer, but I'll tell you what we have for you, Hazel Mulholland. We have for you, guess what, a new 5220 CBS Columbia three-way portable radio for easy listening whenever and wherever you want it. And thank you for talking with us, Hazel. Right, bye. Happy Fargo. Oh, boy. Well, we have something coming up right now that I think you'll enjoy. It's Jack Haskell and Jill Corey getting together for sort of a drowsy duet.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. La-da-da-da-da, by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. La-da-da-da-da, with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? Rent this little nest
and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
La da 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 da, by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Ah, good night. That was Jack Haskell and Jill Corey, and it wasn't too much of a problem, was it? They were two sleepy people, sure enough. Well, somebody ought to be getting a Stop the Music call any minute. So right now we have Ray Block and the boys to see if you remember this dance. The music, my goodness, we ended right at the end of a thing there. Hello, operator. Whom do we have here? Albert Devereaux of Louisville, Kentucky. All right, hi there, Albert. Very fine, sir. Good to be talking to you in Louisville, Kentucky. How are things there tonight? I say, how are things in Louisville tonight? Good. What's Louisville, Kentucky famous for, Albert? All that stuff, huh? Yes, sir, boy, I say. All right, now, Albert, I don't know if you recall, though, but when we stopped the music, Ray Block and the boys were playing a song. Now, I want to see if you can tell me the title of that song for a chance. Huh? I wasn't listening. Well, you mean you weren't listening? Well, you're going to find it pretty tough, then. You were asleep? Well, that's a coincidence. A lot of our audience here, too, tonight, having the same trouble. Well, I'm awfully sorry. We just have to consider that then an incorrect answer, Albert. But the title of the song was, and I'm not going to tell you now because I went and did it last time. I'm not going to do it again. But, Albert, we're going to see that you get yourself an attractive 5220 CBS Columbia three-way portable radio. And remember, radio's the entertainment you can take with you. Thanks for talking with us, Albert, okay? Right. Bye, Albert. Mr. Devereaux of Louisville, Kentucky, whom we woke up from a sound sleep to tell him he lost. The There's something satanic about a thing like that. And I like it. Hey, who do we have over there helping our studio audience?
Well, Bill, this is Mrs. Dorothy Daly of Webster, New York.
Hi there, Dorothy Daly from Webster,
Hi,
New York.
Bill.
Dorothy Webster from Daly, New York, case may be. Were you awake, Dorothy?
Well, I was awake. I thought it was the Hucklebuck, but I guess it isn't.
It isn't?
Is it?
What are you doing, selling yourself off this bit here? Say the whole thing again and leave off. I guess it isn't.
The Hucklebuck.
That's right. Sure. You, ma'am, have won yourself a $50 United States savings bond. And before we go into the next number, Ray, I want to tell the folks at home who have an opportunity for that $1,000 bond and the trip to Paris something about this trip. It itself is going to be, and I mean this, an unforgettable thrill, because you'll be flying, if you win it, on the Royal Viking, the luxury flight of SAS, that Scandinavian airline system. And that's the flight that seasoned travelers choose first because of its speed, its comfort, its elegance, and its safety. Now, after that wonderful SAS flight, you're going to spend 2 weeks in Paris as guests of L'Enfant Arpège. And I don't have to give Paris a build-up, I don't imagine, but as they said frequently in French, j'incruye. Something very un-French about that phrase. Remind me to look into it. And if you think you'd enjoy it, well, we want you to listen very carefully because Ray Block and the boys are going to play the mystery melody for you just to sort of refresh your memory. Everybody at home, wake up in Louisville. Here it comes, the mystery melody. Is a song familiar, I know, to each and every one of you. You know this as well as your own name. All right, now let's get on with the game because right now we have one of today's top ballads with Joe Corey up front to sing.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you my chair. La 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 la. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line or two and we're far away. La la la.
Stop the music, and sorry to interrupt, Jill. Hello, the music has stopped. Whom do we have here? Mary Cole, Cockeysville, Maryland. Hello, Mary. How are you, Mary? How are things in Maryland, the Buckeye State? We're going to be wrong tonight. We might as well carry it through. Mary, were you awake? Well, we got one thing in our favor. Mary was awake. Mary, were you listening to your radio? Well, we got two things in our favor. Mary was listening to the radio. Mary, were you listening to us? Goodbye, Mary. No, were you? Actually, she said yes, but I thought we'd get a laugh. It's sort of a dirty trick. Mary, what do you say the title of that song was? You have yourself a chance for a $1,000 bond. You will if you answer this correctly. You're trying now for a $50 bond. What do you think it was, Mary? Little things mean a lot. You have the $50 United States savings bond. Yes, ma'am. Mary, what do you think our mystery melody is, Mary? You're trying out for a $1,000 bond on a trip to Paris. What do you think it was? Huh? Don't have any idea what that was? Okay, Mary, we're still going to see that you get your $50 bond. Thanks ever so much for helping us play Stop the Music. Right now, our long-distance operator is going to start a new flock of phone calls. Meantime, we're going to pause ever so briefly for a little thing we like to refer to as station identification.
Hold the phone, America, because here we go with the second half hour of Stop the Music. Castle and Jill Corey. Our special guest tonight, Richard Heyman. And our master of musical ceremony is the man who may be calling you, Bill Cullen.
Here we are with our second portion. All you need, as we said before, is a phone, and you may stop the music. Now, you name the song we've interrupted if I call you, and you'll win a $50 savings bond. Then you name our mystery melody and win a $1,000 bond and a dream come true trip to Paris. All right, talking about traveling, what do you say we get going in a traveling medley? Ray Block, will you start east, young man? Start east. That's the Ray Block and the boys, and they were playing Twilight in Turkey. All right, all aboard again, because right now it's Jack Haskell steering the course for a dreamy, romantic island.
It was on the la-da-da-da that I found her beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her where we met on the la-da-da-da. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her.
Stop the music! Stop the music and a thousand pardons, Jackson. Hello, operator. Whom do we have here? Mrs. Edward Armstrong of Bennington, Vermont. Put her on, if you would. Hello, Mrs. Armstrong. How are you? This is Bill Cullen on Stop the Music here in New York. Miss Armstrong, I have a $50 bond here, all ready to send to you if you can name me the song that Jack Haskell was singing. Isle of Capri, you have it. Ma'am, you have just won yourself a $50 bond. Now see if you can do so well with a big question. Identify our mystery melody for us, and you'll really travel with a $1,000 bond to keep you company on your way to Paris. Oh, man, you'll fly there in style on the luxury flight Royal Viking. Did you hear me tell you about that? Oh, well, I got to bring you up to date then, you see. The SAS has no peer, absolutely not. SAS stands for Scandinavian Airline System, and not only does it cover more cities in Europe than any other transatlantic airline, it's also very proud of its go-now, pay-later travel plan. But you just wait a bit, because that won't affect you if you can crack our riddle, because you won't need to spread the cost of your trip over a year or so. It won't cost you anything. You'll go now, and we'll charge it here on the program. And maybe we'll even pay for it if things go well. But actually, when you get there, you're going to have two wonderful weeks in Paris, because you're going to be the guest of Lanvin's Arpège perfume. Arpège, you know, is one of the world's most famous fragrances. The best Paris has to offer, and referred to in the more intime Parisian circles as Arpège. That's the way things go. All right, now, 2 weeks in Paris, $1,000 bond. Let's see how well you do. This is the mystery melody. Listen, because Ray Block's going to play. That's the mystery melody. What do you say is the answer, Miss? Beg your pardon? In France, they say oui, oui.
That's it?
Everybody says that's it? All right, then you send her to Paris, because that ain't it. I will admit, I'm sorry, Miss Armstrong, I wasn't. Actually, I will admit that in France, I understand they do say oui, oui. That isn't the answer I've gotten over there. But they tell me they do say oui, oui in France. However, the title, well, this is another title altogether. That's not the one we were looking for. And you are right, however, Mrs. Armstrong, they do say oui, oui in France. And remember, remembering this, your two-week trip will be even more glorious. Depending, of course, on who you are. But anyway, thank you ever so much for helping us play Stop the Music, and we'll see that your $50 bond gets on to you real fast. Bye! Oh, $50 to Mrs. Ed Armstrong. Unfortunately, she didn't guess the correct title of the mystery melody, but we have a real special thing for you now. In the person of our special guest, Richard Heyman, with a harmonica serenade to a dream city you should know. Sure hope you enjoyed that. That was our guest for tonight, Richard Heyman. And I hope you all knew the harmonica was adding new charm to Under Paris Skies, where you'll go if you know the title of our mystery melody. Well, Paris may be the city of light, but Jill Corey loves London. Tell us why, Jill.
La da da da. In London town. Had me low and had me down. I view the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles had suddenly, I saw you there, and through foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
That was lovely little Jill Corey sending a musical valentine to London with a song called A Foggy Day. Well, have you a guess about our mystery melody? In case your phone rings when we next stop the music, you better be thinking of it, so think of an answer real quick. Ray Block and the boys get things going again as we roll out a bit of a polka. That was Ray Block leading the orchestra, and Al Caiola, our banjo, was saying, which way did they go? Well, stop the music. Hello, operator. Who do we have here? We didn't stop the whole band, but we got the biggest part of them. Miss Norma Young, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Ooh, I always used to hear that name. Hello, Mrs. Young. Did you hear that? Did you hear that song being played there? Did you notice the banjo kept going? Huh? Oh, that was fun. That was Al Caiola. He was still out on a picnic when the whole thing started. Mrs. Young, I have a question for you, and if you can answer it correctly, I will send you a $50 savings bond if you'll tell me the name of the polka that Ray Block and most of the orchestra were playing. You think what? She says she thinks most of them were playing the beer barrel polka, and that's right, Mrs. Young. Absolutely right. I'll tell you what, if you can correctly identify our mystery melody, you will do better. Let me tell you what you'll get. You'll win a $1,000 bond and a trip to Paris. However, your trip will be on an airplane. You won't bump into Mr. Caiola because he's going to be playing on the boat. Believe me. Al Caiola Crayola. Al Crayola and his trio, sponsored by Mother Sills, your friend. Well, now, wait. I think I've gotten a little bit off the track, but if you don't mind, let me see. There was something I want. Oh, yes. Listen to this song, Mrs. Young. And, Ray, if you can, you know, if you can, if these boys will listen to you, the mystery melody, please. There we are. And I'll give you one hint. The answer is not in France. They say oui, oui, although they do. What do you think it is, Mrs. Young in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Huh? What do you say? CC? In Spain, they say CC? You know, all I ever hear over here is no. But anyway, you didn't get the right... They, as I say, they do occasionally say CC in Spain, but that wasn't quite the wrong, the right answer. That was the wrong answer. So you will receive tomorrow, by special delivery, you will receive a $50 bond and a slightly used banjo. And thanks a lot to us, Mrs. Young and Tenor Shop, for helping us play Stop the Music. Bye. What we better do right now is get on with the game. And if your name is in the phone book, you may be the next one to stop the music. Only those people in any way connected with CBS or Stop the Music are ineligible for a call. And now everybody's invited to join in willy-nilly as Jack Haskell gets going with a tune that's new and silly.
There's a tiny house.
Tiny house.
Tiny street. Where a lovely lad
had a lovely dream,
and her dream came true quite unexpectedly. She was out one day where the tulips grow. When
stop the music. Stop the music. Oh. Well, at least you can say please, Bennett. Hello. That's a crazy show. That's the craziest show I've ever been on. Minute to get a song started or something. Someone comes up.
Stop the music. Yeah. Hello.
Who's this? Oh, boy. I want to talk to Mrs. William Brady of University City. Hello, Miss Brady. How are you? Good. What university is in University City? Oh, you're not in University City. You're where? Oh, that's near. That's a suburb, huh? University City is a suburb of St. Louis. Oh, good. That's perfectly all right with me. What's in St. Louis? A Frenchman saying oui, oui. Thank you. Well, you've been listening anyway. Mrs. Brady. Mrs. Brady, let's see how well you do. You have a chance at a $50 saving bond if you can give me the name of the song we just interrupted. You can do it? You can't even give me a little bit of a little bitty old answer? My goodness. Well, I'll tell you what. We will see. We will see that you get yourself a 5220 CBS Columbia three-way portable radio for good listening. And thank you, Miss Brady of University City, Missouri, for talking with us. Bye. Okay. Who do you have over there, Byrne?
Bill, we have a gentleman who apparently has been sitting here for 4.5 hours very patiently, waiting to get on the show. Hey. This is it. Tom Devlin of Pittsburgh, California.
Hello, Tom Devlin. Tom Devlin from Pittsburgh, California. We're not too far apart. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What do you do, Tom?
I'm on vacation. I was working overseas on Okinawa and just here to see about a job in Europe now.
Oh, great. Best of luck to you, Thomas. You a married man, Tom?
Single.
Good boy, Tom. You realize if you win the $50 bond, it's all yours? Huh? If you'd been married and won the $50 bond...
If
you'd have been married, you probably wouldn't even been able to get out tonight to come here to win
we'll
it.
Here.
I'll tell you. Where are you staying here in New York, Thomas?
Stay at my relative.
Well, that's the savings anyway. What relatives are they? Aunt, uncle, cousin?
No, mother, father.
Close. I think I'm going to say, if you're going to stay with relatives, stay with close relatives, Tom. I don't know if you can remember way back to when the music was playing, but can you give me an answer to that tune that the boys were playing? You're trying for a $50 bond now.
Was it a silly, silly poppin'?
Now, wait a minute now. Wait now. You were close. The syllables were right. The first letter on the beginning, you said dilly. Go a little further up the alphabet.
Hilly.
Hilly, no, a little further. No, back a little bit.
Confusing, isn't it? Hilly, Hilly, Austin, first.
What's the first letter in the word girl?
Gilly.
First letter in the word girl is Gilly?
Yeah.
I went out one night with a Gilly girl. Gilly Gilly is the name of the song, and you have yourself the $50 bond, and thank you ever so much for playing along with me. Alrighty, as they say on radio, coming up right now, we have some music to set the mood for an evening of romance as a boy and a Gilly girl sit side by side singing the song that Ray Block and the boys are about to pillier. What could be more romantic than that? That was Ray Block in the orchestra, and Tonight We Love. I'm sure you know the answer to that one. Well, love is still the theme, but things are a lot more chancy right now because Jill Corey is going to turn gambler.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. Oh, blow again. La, 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 la. About to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, la, 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 la. I thought the cards were a frame up, I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blended now, we'll have our happy ending now.
Thank you, Jill. That was Jill Corey with the odds-on favorite from Cabin in the Sky, taking a chance on love. Now there's a marching tempo coming up as Ray Block and the boys swing into an old New Orleans favorite. Slowly deserts us. Mrs. William Barlow of Tampa, Florida. Hello, Mrs. Barlow. Did you hear the majority of the boys playing a song there? Did you like it? It was really going great guns there, wasn't it? What do you say the name of it is? If you can name it, we have for you a $50 bond and a crack at something that is sensational. Can you picture yourself flying the Atlantic at 300 miles an hour at 20,000 feet? Yes, with an airplane, Mr. Barlow. We have... yes,
ask a crazy question, you get a crazy answer. Yes, it's the Royal Viking, SAS, which stands, as everyone knows, Scandinavian Airlines. When you get there, when you get to Paris, you will have a glorious 2-week stay in a hotel room. Yes, ma'am. Makers of arpeggio. Well, anyway, we're not up to that yet. Actually, we're sort of putting the cart before the perfume, I suppose. But, Miss Barlow, if you can tell me the name of the song that Ray Block and the boys were playing, I'll let you hear our mystery melody. But right now, you're trying for a $50 United States savings bond. What do you say the answer is? Well, you guess away there. You say, when the saints come marching in, that's right. Yes, ma'am. That's a good word. Mr. William Barlow of Tampa, Florida, you are absolutely right, and you have yourself the $50 bond. And now here comes, oh man, the $1,000 bond, the trip to Paris, Scandinavian Airways. You get everything. Now listen carefully, because here comes the mystery melody. Ray? Okay, there it is. Now, Mrs. Barlow from Tampa, Florida, Mrs. William Barlow, can you tell me what you think is the name of that mystery melody? Huh? Oh, no, you couldn't name it? That's wrong. Hop Along, no. Oh, it's a pretty good title. No, I happen to have the title right here, and after the last time I asked it on the show, I got to eat it. So no one else finds it, so I sincerely hope that someone wins tonight. But anyway, Mrs. Barlow, you didn't give me a guess, and of course that is incorrect, but thanks ever so much, and you'll have your bond before long. Thanks for helping us play Stop the Music. Bye. Admonition to you there at home, if you please, will you stay by your phone, because those mystery melody prizes are still waiting. And while another call goes on its way, here's Jack Haskell asking himself some questions.
Lada, you with the stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. You used to be to us, Lada, you on that high flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her. Her withered nose in the air, she has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Beautiful, Jack, and to you there at home, stars on your report card if you knew Jack Haskell was singing Hey There from the Broadway hit The Pajama Game. And hey there, here's something extra good coming up. Our special guest tonight, Mr. Richard Heyman, adding some harmonica magic to a new one that's really riding high.
sensational. That was Richard Heyman.
And because there was no caller, I can tell you what that one was. It's the title song from a brand new picture called The High and the Mighty. Beautifully done it is, too.
Well, still as lovely as it was back in the 30s, we have a song going to be sung for us now by lovely Jill Corey. Jill, if you will, as we always do.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason, ba-da-da-da-da. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is...
Stop the music!
Oh, stop the music, and sorry to interrupt Joe Corey there. Hello, who's this? Mr. William Toussaint of Trenton, New Jersey. All right, put him on. Hello, Will. Will. Hi, Will of Trenton, New Jersey. Do you have any idea what that song was that Joe Corey just started singing for you there? You say it's Making Whoopee? You're right, sir. You're on the $50 bond. $50 bond is yours, sir, and you've also won a chance to solve the riddle of our mystery melody. And waiting for anybody who can do that is a sensational prize, a $1,000 bond and a fabulous trip to Paris, Mr. William Toussaint. Do I pronounce that name correctly, sir? Huh? All right. Hello, sir. Bill, he went to the kitchen. We'll get a bottle later, Bill. There you are. I heard you say what you were going for. Bill, what do you think our mystery melody is? You don't have any idea. You want to hear it, Ray Block? Play it for him. Maybe this will help him. All right, now, that must have been a lot of help to you. Did that help you at all, sir? Mr. Tassie? Gay Paris? No, in France they say oui, oui, which is what makes it gay, but, Bill, that isn't the answer we were looking for. But anyway, the $50 bond is on its way to you, and thanks a lot for helping us play Stop the Music, Will Tassie of Trenton, New Jersey. Bye, sir. Well, of course, the song was Making Whoopee, and of course we can't tell you about what that mystery melody is. We've made calls north, south, east, and west tonight, and nobody so far has been able to identify our mystery melody. And now it's time to tell you what that means. That means we're adding a $500 savings bond to the Mystery Melody Award already waiting. A $500 bond added to the $1,000 bond means there's $1,500 in savings bonds waiting now, along with the dream come true trip to Paris for any man, woman, or child anywhere in the United States who answers a Stop the Music call next week and can name the mystery melody you've been hearing. So better be on hand to Stop the Music, same time, same station next week. Till then, this is Bill Cullen saying thanks ever so much for listening. We'll be seeing you until then. So long. I might call you. Bye.
Directed by Lou Melamed. This is the CBS Radio Network.